Well, now in our Curly Dream Team interview, is going to head over to Orrick High School and talk with Orrick head coach Matt Herzog. And Matt, you got a couple players you nominated. The first one is Ethan Wilson. He's a junior, a tight end. You nominated him as your offensive player of the year. Talk about Ethan a little bit.
Real high energy kid. definitely a playmaker. Probably the best set of hands we've got on offense. He was a all-state defensive back at the eight-man level last year, and we moved him around. Offensively, he is a real threat, especially in the vertical passing game. Real blessed to have him for another year. Excited to see what he's going to do.
Well, and talk about, he plays the tight end position. I know you guys are an eight-man football team. Is a tight end position an eight-man similar to what it is an 11-man, or are there some differences?
Well, depends on the offense. In ours, he's really a jack of all trades. I mean, sometimes he lines up in the backfield. He can be a wing. He can be a down lineman. He can be flexed. He does it all, and he does it all pretty well.
Well, and he's a junior. You've got him coming back next year, and I'm sure you're counting on him as being one of your leaders.
Absolutely. we got a couple of good athletic kids coming up, and we're excited to utilize all of them, and I think that he's going to be a standout next year wherever we put him.
Is he a pretty good size young man?
I think he's about 6'2", 6'3". He doesn't have as much weight on him as I would have hoped, but hopefully this summer we can get him in the weight room and get him beefed up a little bit.
When I know a big athletic kid like that in an eight-man football, I'm sure you do a lot of throwing, and I'm sure he was one of your primary targets.
Absolutely. I don't have his stats right here at the moment, but I know that I think he had over 400 yards receiving this year, over 500. Again, a lot of those were on vertical, deep routes, 9 touchdowns. He's got pretty good stats for a team. We throw it about, I'd say, 40% of the time. So that makes his stats that much more impressive.
Well, and your defensive player was a senior, Aaron Brook. He was one of your linebackers. Talk about Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron's a kid. He's a 4-year starter, a real hard worker, just a nice kid to be around. This year we moved him down on the line. He played kind of when we went on a 4-man line, he would be on the line. When we went 3-man, he'd be a linebacker, and that's kind of a hard transition to make, and he did it without complaint, and he did it well. He caused a lot of havoc and disruption on the opponent's offensive line, and we were glad for that. I think he had over 75 tackles and quite a few tackles for loss and a couple of sacks. Sorry to see him go, but we're really, really blessed that we got the opportunity to coach him and have him on the team.
Does he plan to play at the next level?
Just speaking to him, I don't think he does. He's ready to go out there and work, make some money, and he's going to be successful wherever he goes. You know, a kid like that with a good work ethic and a good attitude, he's going to be fine whether he chooses to play at the next level or not.
Well, and it sounds like he's a leader. And, you know, your linebackers have to be a leader on the defensive end, and sounds like Aaron filled that role pretty well.
Absolutely. He was our senior leader this year in the weight room, on the field, all around. He's leaving big shoes to fill.